Our first reading from the prophet Hosea, one of the Old Testament prophets. It's a very interesting story of this prophet. So we had the end of the very story today, chapter 14. So it's short 14 chapters. It's worth reading this story because Jesus, or God the Father, uses the prophet Hosea as an analogy, as a window into the salvation history, that as he commands this prophet to marry, but to marry a woman who is a prostitute, who had given herself over to loose living and infidelity. But he commanded Hosea to be faithful to her. It was a sign of God's faithfulness to his unfaithful people, his faithfulness to each one of us. And just, again, the whole story goes on, and we have the end here. And again, this cry of Lent, the cry of the heart of the Father to each one of us, his children, return. Return to the Lord your God. You have collapsed through your guilt. Take with you words and return to the Lord. Say to him, forgive. Forgive me. Forgive us. And this is the theme of Lent. We heard it, the very first words of the first reading on Ash Wednesday. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart. The verse before the gospel just now reminded us of Jesus' words in Mark's gospel. Repent. Believe in the gospel. Repent simply means to turn and to return. This is the cry of the heart of the Father, beckoning us, promising us forgiveness and restoration. No longer will we say Assyria will save us, nor shall we have horses to mount. No more shall we say our God is the work of our hands. This rescuing from the pagan idolatries of looking to a government system to save us, or looking to our possessions to save us, or the work of our hands, the things that we create, the things that we build. I mean, there's no difference today than it was all those thousands of years ago, that when we reject the one true God who deserves all of our love with our heart, mind, soul, and strength, we replace that with governmental powers and structures. We replace it with our possessions and the things that we build to try to find freedom and salvation. And time again, it only leads to tyranny and destruction and fear and oppression. It was 3 years ago today that our bishop canceled all the masses because of the pandemic, bowing to governmental powers and structures and fear. The scriptures again remind us today to turn to the Lord and let him be enough for us. And this was the message of St. Patrick, this great saint, this great missionary bishop to the island of Ireland, who was much more worthy of much more respect and imitation than getting drunk and eating corned beef. This man who didn't know the Lord was brought into slavery, came to know the Lord, and after he was freed and escaped slavery, desired to return to the land of his captors so that they could know the one true God, so that they could turn from their pagan idols and their false systems of worship. He knew that Jesus was the only way. And this is the cry of Lent. Reject the idols and return to the only path of salvation, Jesus Christ, as revealed in the Holy Catholic Church. There is no other way. Regardless of what you may hear, regardless of how others may feel, how others may live, Jesus is the only way. St. Patrick gave his life for that message. And the church in Florida is alive because the sons of Patrick came to America to share this message with us. So we can honor St. Patrick in so many ways that don't require eating meat and drinking green beer. Live your life is that you believe that Jesus is the only way to salvation. Love the Lord your God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. Return to me, says the Lord. Return and worship the one true God.